If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
I'm Dr. Tara, and this is Hopeful Hints, a podcast where you'll receive quick, hopeful hints on all things women's health and infertility. Here, you will find education, inspiration, and most importantly, find peace and empowerment as you walk through the next steps in your healthcare journey. Welcome to Hopeful Hints. I'm your host, Dr. Tara, and today we are continuing our discussion based on Gina, who you met in last week's episode. If you have not listened to it, please, please, please go back and listen. Her story, a medical journey and medical gaslighting will just blow your mind in itself, let alone just her story and how brave and vulnerable she was to come forward. But we're going to continue discussing breast implant illness and signs, causes, things you can do. I think we're going to see more of this coming forward, and maybe you aren't impacted by this, but I encourage you, please share this with somebody you know who may have breast augmentation and having some of the symptoms and things we're going to talk about. Simply hit share and just let them listen to this month's episode. So breast augmentation has been a very popular cosmetic procedure, and it really offers individuals the opportunity to help with their self-esteem, as you heard Gina. After having children, it just helped with their body image and self-esteem. We also know for breast cancer patients or genetic breast cancer patients where they opt to have mastectomies move forward with this. So it's a very dynamic reason for possibly getting that. And there's no judgment. I want to also put that out there. There's no judgment to women who have breast augmentations. I sometimes feel they tend to hide this or not talk about it. Or maybe as you're listening, like, you're feeling some guilt feelings or some concerns like maybe I shouldn't have did this, or it was a different part of your life. You were in a different phase of your life when you decided to get them. I just want you to give yourself some love, give yourself some grace. There's no judgment with this. The point is now you're not feeling well, and this is a possible cause to consider for it. So in the years, concerns have come to surface about breast implant illness, and we're going to talk about that more and help shine some light on it. That's what we want to do, is just raise awareness, shine some light on this. So to begin, let's talk about what breast implant illness is. So it describes a collection of symptoms that some individuals, okay, keyword is some. Some of you are going to be walking around out there with zero. That's wonderful. And maybe it's down the road where you, get these. It could be 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, and you start to question this. So, again, keep an open mind. Every body, B-O-D-Y, is different, like I say. But these are just some symptoms that can occur. And they range from vague discomfort to more severe and significant issues. So while the exact cause is debated, we do know for a fact there's a growing number of patients and medical professionals that have been drawn attention to this topic and link between breast implants and various systemic health problems. So the signs and symptoms, again, I want to just say vary widely from person to person. Within yourself, they might change, shift, or look different from year to year. Well, let's take a look at some of them. Fatigue. So profound persistent tiredness that does not improve with rest, or you've had every test done in the book, and they can't figure it out, or they tell you it's normal. Consider this. Joint and muscle pain. That may look like aching, stiffness, discomfort, muscle pain in joints. You heard Gina's story. At the end, she could hardly walk up steps. And I've heard other stories of this as well. But think of general joint and muscle pain. Cognitive issues. What that means is memory problems. Can't focus. Brain fog. That brain fog feeling. Skin rashes. Unexplained skin rashes. Redness, itching comes and goes. Again, many of you have had this looked at by so many different providers, and they tell you everything's normal, or you get this like bizarre
random diagnoses at Mayo Clinic and they put you on treatment for it and you still have these concerns, we need to come back to this diagnosis. In general, autoimmune-like symptoms are a sign of this. Flare-ups of autoimmune disorder, so perhaps you have autoimmune disorder and you know you have one, and it's flaring, they can't explain why. Consider this. Hair loss, excessive hair shedding or thinning, digestive issues, bloating, constipation, diarrhea, just really any gastrointestinal issues. Perhaps you've been diagnosed with the most famous thing of IBS. Now, this is going to cross over. I want to put on here to a lot of these as I am discussing them overlap with one of my favorite topics I'm passionate about, which is endometriosis. And can you have both? Yes. So really working with somebody that is trained in the way such as I am to recognize and understand and believes in these to really help you decipher breathing difficulties, shortness of breath, respiratory issues. They come and go, can't explain it. Mood changes, anxiety, depression, fluctuations with mood. Again, all these symptoms can be contributed to other underlying things, hormone imbalances, et cetera. But if you've had a full workup or really just suspicious that it's related to your breast implants, this is also what this disease looks like. So again, the exact cause is unclear. And there's a lot of research going on, but several theories have come forward. So one of them is it's an immune response. Some believe it's like the body's response, like they're fighting the implants, or their components, what they're made out of, are actually triggering an inflammatory inflammation and response going on. The chemicals, as you heard Gina say, there's black box warning on these things. There's chemicals in them. There's no way around that. It is a foreign body inside of you. And that in itself, silicone and certain chemicals can leach into your body and cause that. The microbial imbalance. So implants can disrupt the natural balance of bacteria in your body, and that can lead to the immune system being activated. Your body's job is to protect you, and it sees that essentially as foreign. There's genetic, but again, you heard Gina too. I'm going to go back to the encapsulation aspect of it. So it's very important to always keep in mind it's that encapsulation piece of it too that goes along with it. So breast implant illness is just very complex, controversial, but that's what we like to talk about on Hopeful Hints and on my social. I am always raising awareness on things and stirring the pot in a very good way because I believe my patients. I've seen good things come when we do stir the pot on these things. And it just really want to open this door for a couple of consideration. And we need further research on this as well in the medical community. Many individuals with implants don't experience anything. But again, it's important for those that are maybe even considering getting them just to be aware of the potential risk because I don't feel they're talked about enough. And I'm sorry, but if I have to talk about the risk of you taking ibuprofen and Tylenol and other prescription meds, you should have been talked to about the potential risk of implants as well by having a breast augmentation procedure done. And it's not fair that you maybe didn't went into this and weren't told about it, or perhaps even to this day, your surgeon is telling you that this is not true. Again, red flag, find a new surgeon right there is what I would say to that. So if you suspect that you're experiencing any of these, get an evaluation with someone who listens. It doesn't have to be necessarily, in my opinion, your plastic surgeon who did it. I have myself sent referrals for patients to get this procedure done. Healthcare professionals in general should be able to help you with this referral, if you even need one. Some insurance is required, some don't, to get this procedure. Have a conversation with a professional who specializes in the procedure to remove them. And ultimately, the decision to undergo is up to you. And it's something that only you can decide at the end of the day, but really prioritizing your health, knowing that what if it is this? What if this could be that? And having them removed and feeling better, as you heard in Gina's story almost instantly, is worth the consultation itself. Thank you so much for listening to Hopeful Hints.
If you enjoyed today's show, please head over and hit subscribe or leave a review for Hopeful Hints and Infertility Podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you back here next week, Tuesday.
If you enjoyed podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Healthcare for Humans, hosted by Dr. Sundar, expands our understanding of the history and culture of different communities and how to provide culturally responsive care. There's an episode you should check out where guest Dr. Duran details the systemic barriers faced by individuals with DACA status and highlights the importance of addressing these barriers. Check out Healthcare for Humans on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.